planning and deepening the commitment to change. Most clients verbalize progressively stronger statements of their desire, ability, reasons, and need for change, and this can lead to the emergence of commitment language. Statements of commitment to change should be reinforced by use of the ORS technique. See practice element A2. When statements of commitment to change are expressed confidently and ambivalence is less prominent, it may be time to move on to the question of how to change and leave behind questions of why. Note: knowing when is the right time to make this transition is difficult and an important skill. But once a client is ready to discuss change, it can be counterproductive to continue exploring motivation for change. The usual procedure at this point is to offer a transitional summary of change talk, desire, ability, reasons, need, that the client has offered for making a change, and then to ask a key open question, the essence of which is what next. If the counsellor has timed it right, the client will be ready to discuss how change can occur. Now is the time to be curious about how the client envisions change happening and what unique contributions he or she can make to that change. Planning is the last of four main processes used in MI, which build upon one another to support the client in their shift towards change. The first and foundational process is engaging, the second is focusing, the third is evoking, and the fourth is planning. Note: practice elements A1 to A7 focus on the first three of these processes. They also apply to the first three stages of change: 1. No intention to change, 2. Ambivalence, 3. Possibility of change. The fourth process of MI is planning, which moves into the final two stages of change: 4. Commitment to change, and 5. Action. The planning process involves setting goals and articulating actions that will be taken towards the goals. The role of the counsellor is to help the client frame goals and actions that are specific, achievable, and relevant. Note: a practice element drawn from cognitive behaviour therapy describes these types of specific and achievable goals in detail. See practice element C1, Part 1. With the permission of the client, this may involve exploring the utility of different types of expression, but should not cross over to suggesting any particular goals or actions. It is the client who decides what is needed and how to proceed. Once a change plan has been developed, a crucial next step is for the client to commit to it. Change talk varies in its strength of commitment. Expressions with weak commitment involve language such as "I guess," "think," "suppose I will," or "I hope to," "will try to," "will see about." Expressions of moderate commitment sound like "I plan," "expect," "resolve," "aim to," or "I intend to," "agree to," "am ready to." Expressions of strong commitment involve language such as "I will," "promise," "swear," "guarantee." The work of the counsellor is to recognise commitment language, reinforce it when it arises, and evoke stronger expressions of commitment. Clients often need some time to prepare for change without committing to it. Note: do not press immediately for commitment. Doing so prematurely can undermine behaviour change. Evoking stronger expressions of commitment to the change plan generally requires revisiting some of the strategies described in elements A2 to A6, but with a focus on the particulars of the change plan rather than change in general.